What is the purpose of your life? I heard it said there are two great days in a person's life. The first, the day you were born. The second, the day you discover why. Hello, my friends. My name is Ken Yasinski. I'm speaking to you today from Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, Canada. But in a very short time, I'm coming to your parish to lead a mission called the Fullness of Purpose. Now, who am I? Well, for the last 20 years, I've had the privilege of serving the Catholic Church as a Catholic lay speaker, and my mission has just been simple, to try and help people discover the purpose of their life, the call that God has for them. But I want you to know that I just consider myself your equal. I'm a Catholic man, a family guy. I was married 10 years ago. My wife, Janelle, is the greatest blessing in my life. And within the 8 years of our marriage, we had 5 children. So life got really busy really, really quickly. And so now we're just trying to raise our family in the Catholic faith. We're trying to help our children discover the call that God has on their life. And that is exactly what the mission is about. Helping people discover or rediscover the purpose of their life. You see, in life, things are made for a very specific purpose. For example, this phone. It has a purpose, it has a design. And you know what its purpose and design is? It's a communication device. But what if you use this phone in contradiction to its design? What if you use it as a frisbee and throw it around the room and then you drop it? Well, it's going to break. Because this thing is not designed to be treated as a toy, it's a communication device. You see, here's the point. Things break when they're used in contradiction to their design. Now, you know the purpose of this. But you know the purpose of this? Your life. Because similar to things, we break when we live in contradiction to our God-given design. Not only do we break, but then we tend to break other people. Why? Because broken people break people. And then we rob ourselves and sometimes other people of the great blessing that God wants to pour into our lives. So this question, what is the purpose of our life? I think is the most important fundamental question somebody can ask themselves. I mean, think about this. If we had all the world knowledge, but we didn't know why we were created, what would be the point? Imagine that you were infused with all the biological knowledge and you knew how nature worked perfectly. And then you're infused with mathematical knowledge and you can solve every single mathematical equation. And then you're infused with financial knowledge and you knew exactly how the financial markets worked. What good would all the knowledge of the world be if you didn't know why you were placed in the world? What agony. And that is exactly, I think, the place a lot of people find themselves. They don't know the reason for their life. They don't know their purpose. Now, if you want to know something's purpose, what do? You run to its maker. So in the case of the phone, you run to the Apple Corporation who made the iPhone. In the case of our life, what do? We run to our maker, God, who reveals to us our purpose. And how does God reveal to us our purpose? In and through the Catholic Church. Now, I'd like to introduce to you some people that are very important in my life, and they also happen to be very profound theologians, and they got some important questions for you.
What is the purpose of your life?
What is the purpose of your life?
What is the purpose of your life?
Why did God create you?
Why did God create you?
Why did God create you?
So what can you expect over the two-day mission? Well, day number one, I'll be sharing with you my faith journey, of how I drifted from the Catholic faith and why, and then why I came back. And on this night, we'll also be clearly defining what God has revealed to be our purpose. On day number two, we'll be sharing about living with the end in mind. I'll share with you another experience that I had of how I was almost killed, and through God's divine intervention, He saved me, and I want to share that with you, and also how this really affected my worldview. But also on this night, we're going to be talking about 3 spiritual principles that we can all apply to our life to help live out the purpose of our life. I'm also really excited to be able to give you something. I'm offering everyone who attends the parish mission access to a 6-session video follow-up program, and it's free. So each session of this video follow-up program builds upon the mission experience. And to gain access to it, all you have to do is go to the mission and sign up for it, and it's yours. And I'm very excited to be able to offer it for you for your continuing faith journey. So why should somebody attend the mission? Well, here are some profound thoughts again from my theologians.
It will be amazing.
It's going to be amazing.
Because you're going to love it.
Because you're going to love it.
You won't regret it.
Because my daddy thanks them.
My friends, I can't wait to come and serve in your parish. I look forward to seeing you very soon. My name is Ken Yazinski from CatholicSpeaker.com. Thanks for watching.